Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 23 of the Spiritual Combat, Other Advantageous Uses of the Senses in Different Situations, continued. Now, all of these acts of devotion to Mary, especially the Angelus, may be performed at any time. But certain exercises which concern the mysteries of our Savior's passion are more adapted to particular times of the day, as morning, noon, and night, and these will be treated later. But we also must frequently recall the sorrows that our Blessed Mother endured at that time, for only ingratitude could lead us to forget them. At night, consider the deep affliction that chaste and delicate virgin felt at the bloody sweat and the seizure of her son Jesus in the garden, and all the agonies of her mind throughout the entire night. In the morning, feel with her the sorrows she suffered when she saw her beloved son dragged before Pilate and Herod, condemned to death and burdened with a heavy cross. Noon will bring the picture of the sword of grief that pierced the soul of this afflicted mother when she saw him crucified, dying, his side pierced by a cruel lance. These reflections on the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin may be made from Friday evening to Saturday noon. The preceding meditations may be made at any time. External circumstances or certain occasions will suggest other things for your own particular devotion. In conclusion, I offer a short resume of the best means of regulating your senses. Never permit love or hatred to enter your heart on purely human motives. Rather, let the will of God direct your inclinations to embrace or reject the objects presented to your mind. You must be careful to note that with regard to this great variety of practices recommended to regulate your senses, it is far from my intention that you should spend all your time on them. Quite the contrary. Recollection and attachment to God should be your normal attitude. Your chief activity will be the interior conflict with your vicious inclinations and performance of acts of the contrary virtues. These methods have been proposed that they may be used at the proper occasion. It must not be imagined that a multiplicity of exercises will produce any real progress in devotion. Although they may be good in themselves, their improper use may only serve to confuse the mind, increase self-love and instability, and thus open a way to the illusions of the devil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here we are on Friday night, and Father Scupoli is suggesting to us that we could spend part of Friday night and Saturday morning with Our Lady. So to think about the sorrows that Mary underwent on Friday, think about the things that she had lived through during the crucifixion of her son. And so kind of thinking about Mary on Good Friday evening, Holy Saturday morning, is especially a time to think of Our Lady of Sorrows. And for those of us who are more melancholic in our temperament, those who have a tendency, not good or bad, but who have a tendency to be very thoughtful, who have a tendency to be slow to react, but very intense to react to things, those who tend to see problems in life, difficulties, troubles, those who have great deep feelings, have to really cultivate a devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. It's very crucial that in our sorrows, we look to Our Lady and to know that she went through great difficulties. And what was her greatest sorrow? Standing at the foot of the cross and watching her son die, her only son, her only child. But it was through that, through seeing him, accompanying him, supporting him, that she, in fact, became the mother of an endless multitude of spiritual children. That she brought forth on the cross, as it were, from his pierced side, the church. The church was born from his opened side as he slept on the cross, the way Eve was brought forth from the side of Adam as he slept. So Mary is the mother of the church. She's helped her son to bring forth the church. She is the image of the church, but she's also the mother of the church. And she will be with us in our sorrows. But we have to think of her. We have to think what it was like to be her. We have to think about what she went through. And Saturday, the day that Christ rested in the tomb, is especially connected to Mary. Saturdays are especially devoted to Mary. Why would the church do that? Because who did people go to for comfort on that holy Saturday? The Blessed Virgin Mary. She was the one who remembered so clearly the 3 days of sorrow when she lost him in the temple. And she could encourage them and us that he said he would rise. He said he would rise on the third day, just like I found him on the third day in the temple. And we will find him, for he will rise. So let us, on this Friday evening and tomorrow, turn to Our Lady. Our Lady of Wisdom, the Seed of Wisdom. Because she can teach us not just how to deal with our sorrows, she can also teach us how to be recollected. What does that mean? To remember the presence of God, to be attached to God. And she can give us the wisdom of how to relate all these little spiritual practices that are recommended to us to the main goal, which is being with God, being recollected, living with God, and then fighting against our main predominant fault. Trying to work against ourselves in that area of our life, which is our main enemy, and by practicing the contrary virtue. So if our main enemy is vainglory, to practice great-souledness, humility. If our main enemy is sloth, to fight against ourselves, and then to practice diligence, to be grateful when the God gives us chance to be diligent, faithful in small things, and so on. That's our main work, being with God and fighting against ourselves. But around that, as occasion demands, we have little practices to remind us of God. And it's Our Lady of Wisdom, Our Lady of Sorrows, that can show us the path of balance, the path to union with God, the path to the resurrected Christ, the glory that goes through the cross. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.